like other forms of restoring connectivity, it's important to conduct some studies in advance of establishing these mitigating structures for road mortality. In Ecuador, we have a project to do just that, where we're identifying roadkill hotspots on a new highway that went in a few years ago in along the coast. Basically, what we do is we collect bimonthly data of road mortality up and down a 63-kilometer stretch of road. We found that depending on the species and depending on the estimates, 1,850 to 9,200 animals are killed each year along this stretch of road. But not obviously all places on the road are equally terrible. And so we looked at the patterns of road mortality, and you can see on the right there in the map that there are certain hot spots where lots of animals get killed. And it's also not the same for the type of animal that gets killed. So while amphibians were the overall taxonomic group with the highest number of road kills, those amphibians were largely killed at low spots where the road covered wet areas or went across wet areas where amphibians were moving around to breed. Whereas things like birds and snakes often were killed in places where the forest came close to the road and they were flying low across the road or slithering across the road from one forest side to the other. So where different animals get killed will help inform what sorts of structures need to be put in place to facilitate the movement of those animals. So that hotspot mapping is done in a geographic information system. That's what showed that hotspots locations vary by taxa. And then that allowed us to make a recommendation of what sorts of interventions need to be put in. So those could be overpasses for things like monkeys and mammals, tunnels and underpasses for things like frogs, and sometimes just signage to tell people to slow down because it was an area where there are a lot of animals crossing. Once you identify these hotspots in one area, you can use those landscape features that are in common to certain types of roadkill to predict hotspots elsewhere. And those features could be like the percent water, the percent forest, how straight the road is, which often dictates how fast people go, and the slope. So there's lots of different ways to sort of study the environment and see where do we need to put these interventions to mitigate roadkill.